The Lord be with you.
Amen.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
The Gospel wipe away our sins. Good morning, everyone. The expectation is increasing in our hearts as the solemnity of Christmas, the Nativity of our Lord, approaches. And the whole church is invited to live and to speak and to move and to breathe with the Blessed Virgin Mary. Today we hear her Magnificat. Magnificat anima mea dominum. My soul magnifies the Lord. We see here a whole summary of the identity and mission of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So filled with grace that the one that she reflects is no longer herself. The life that she gives is no longer her own. She becomes the home of God in the world. She becomes the great communicator of joy and hope to the people of Israel and through Israel to all the nations. Just as we heard of the great fidelity of Hannah today from the book of Samuel, we hear of Mary's great fidelity to the Lord, an understanding that in the end, at the heart of history, the Lord raises up the humble, the Lord frees those who are in captivity, and gives life to those who suffer. These days, we are invited to listen to the song of Mary and to see in the humble Christ child, in the manger, the hope of the world, and for our own hearts to become that manger, and for our own hearts to become that place where the Lord is also magnified.